we've heard the mighty Troubadours play the Bach G minor fugue. Now let's hear them play something a bit lighter by Alfred Bartels. Let's see how graceful this is. Here are the mighty Troubadours playing When Tubas Waltz on KPR. The Mighty Troubadours on Kansas Public Radio. After hearing the Bach G minor fugue, the little, we heard a graceful piece called When Tubas Waltz here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. And remember, you can always check our website to look up CD information or opus numbers. All that is online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. Next, we'll have more Bach. Brighter Bach for this rainy summer morning. The second Brandenburg Concerto on KPR is next. Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio, well, it comes mostly from you, but also from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park featuring traditional acoustic music, food trucks, and more. Sunday, August 25th, more at fidpick.org. Reminding you that on this rainy summer morning, flash flood warnings in effect now for Central Lyon County, Northern Coffee County, and southern of Sage County until 10:45, and a flood warning for Chase County until 9:45 a.m. this morning. This is KPR. The Midsummer's Music Ensemble of Wisconsin, playing Donizetti's trio for flute and bassoon and piano. While waiting patiently, the Philharmonia Orchestra and trumpeter Maurice Andre, they're next with the Bach Brandenburg Concerto No. 2. Good morning. This is KPR. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olesburg, Junction City, and kansaspublicradio.org. Remember, it's your donation that's the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. That's how we provide culture, information, and intelligent entertainment. KPR is everything you make it, and so much more. I know KPR matters to you, and your support matters to KPR. Contribute now at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you so much for your support. Well, let's let the Maurice Andre and the Philharmonia Orchestra wait just a little bit more. They're being very patient and having coffee. Let's hear next from Bryn Terfel, baritone, Malcolm Martineau at the piano, for Let Us Garlands Bring. That's the name of this short song cycle. It's five Shakespeare songs set to music by Gerald Finzi now on KPR.
Springtime, the only pretty ringtime, when birds will sing, hey, ding, 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 sweet lovers love the spring.
Gerald Finzi's musical settings of five Shakespeare songs. The short song cycle called Let Us Garlands Bring. Bryn Terfel, baritone, with Malcolm Martineau at the piano. And now, the Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 with trumpeter Maurice Andre on Kansas Public Radio. Maurice Andre, trumpeter, with the Philharmonia Orchestra, directed by Riccardo Muti, the Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 by Johann Sebastian Bach.
the town of Spring Fates on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us at 3 this afternoon for that here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on Saturday, September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org. We'll have a grand prelude and Te Deum by Charpentier for organ and trumpet right after the news, and then a Franz Schubert piano trio and a Handel bit from the water music suite. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 10:01. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, found hospitals in the state can't be required to provide abortions under the federal law. Kristen Wright, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 178 points. The NASDAQ is up 274 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon Business, committed to being a digital purchasing solution for businesses so that growing the business is the main focus and not admin and paperwork. Learn more about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Richard John Giulio in Paul Rideau, trumpet and organ, for Marc-Antoine Charpentier, the prelude from the Te Deum on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. It's about, almost 7 minutes into the 10 o'clock hour. Next, some wonderful Schubert chamber music with a great trio playing it. 72 degrees right now in Emporia, Lyon County. Still has a flash flood warning until 10:45 this morning. And today, Emporia has a 50% chance of rain, probably ending before 1 o'clock. And there could be some heavy rainfall. Should be cloudy for Emporia today, and then the sun should come out with an ultimate high of 81 degrees. Lawrence has a 90% chance of rain continuing. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Bon Bon, a locally owned and operated neighborhood bistro in the heart of Lawrence's Warehouse Arts District. Now open Tuesdays through Saturday. Menu and reservations at bonbonlawrence.com. Here's Schubert's second piano trio. It's Isaac Stern, violin, Eugene Stoman, piano, and Leonard Rose, cellist, on KPR. Leonard Rose, cello, Eugene Stoman, piano, and Isaac Stern, violin, for the second piano trio in E-flat by Franz Schubert, this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Next, a little bit of water music, and we have a little bit more brass and organ after the 11 o'clock news within 10 minutes. We'll be listening to the Missouri Brass Quintet plus John Obetz at the organ before we hear music by William Grant Still, Franz Joseph Haydn, and Stephen McNeff, the Winged Lion. 6 minutes before 11 o'clock, good morning. Topeka's forecast for today is showers and thunderstorms, 80% likelihood, mainly before 3 this afternoon, with a high of 79. Tonight, Topeka, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 and 4 in the morning. Low of 70, and tomorrow a 10% chance of rain before 7 in the morning, and it should be hot tomorrow, sunny, with a high near 92, but with all the humidity, making it feel like about 105 for tomorrow afternoon, but a easterly wind helping a little bit. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from the Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting two nights of musical storytelling with Gilbert and Sullivan's comedic opera about the legal system, Trial by Jury. It's Thursday and Saturday at Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org. This is KPR. You can hear why and how that's used for weddings so often. It's such happy music. George Frederick Handel, that was the Andante da Capo from the Water Music Suite No. 1. Here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. After the noon news, in an hour, a festive march by Liszt, then an amazing creation for strings, Mozart's 6th String Quintet. Classical music from noon to 3 with Jeff Watson. I'm Cordelia Brown, glad to be with you for another hour to enjoy Gabrielli, William Grant Still, and more together. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience for people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org. It's 11:01. It's KPR.
Readiness in offense and defense. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from USPS, dedicated to providing businesses with shipping options. Working to help businesses turn shipping into an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage. Learn more at usps.com/advantage. Learn all about us at kansaspublicradio.org. The resonant sound of the Missouri Brass Quintet, paired with organist John Obetz, for a canzona on the 12th tone for 6 parts by Giovanni Gabrielli. Next on KPR, let's hear the William Grant Still 2nd Folk Suite that he scored for flute, clarinet, bassoon, and harp on KPR. He wrote it for flute, clarinet, bassoon, plus harp. The Sierra Winds with a Friend for the 2nd Folk Suite by William Grant Still. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We have a Sinfonia Concertante by Franz Josef Haydn next before we hear a great piece for band, The Winged Lion by Stephen McNeff. After the new news, a festive march by Liszt. Then an amazing creation for strings, Mozart's 6th String Quintet. Classical music continues from noon to 3, right here on KPR. It's about 11:16. Let's hear some Franz Josef Haydn. This Sinfonia Concertante in B-flat is played for us now by Antal Doradi's Philharmonia Hungarica on KPR. Antal Doradi and the Hungarian Philharmonic for the Sinfonia Concertante in B-flat by Franz Josef Haydn. It's about 23 minutes before 12 noon, and next we have music about a winged lion. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Public Library, presenting their new outreach services, Bookmobile Dottie, delivering books, movies, services, and more to neighborhoods in Lawrence. Information and schedule at lplks.org. The composer Stephen McNeff loves to spend time in Italy, especially Venice. And the patron saint of Venice is the winged lion, the emblem of St. Mark. Here's a suite for band called The Winged Lion, and it's in five movements, the middle of which is called Carnival. The Winged Lion on KPR. Called The Winged Lion, the emblem of St. Mark's, the patron saint of Venice. Music about Italy by Stephen McNeff. The Philharmonia Avent led by John Boyd on KPR.
Stories that go deeper than sound bites on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition here on KPR. It runs every morning between 5 and 9, leading up to classical music. From 9 to 3 before it starts again at 7 p.m. I'm Cordelia Brown, and it's been great listening to music with you. Jeff Watson is in next. He's going to start off with a Corelli Chaconne, a festive march by Liszt, and that great Mozart string quintet. Then we'll hear some Juvenalia by Sergei Rachmaninoff, or maybe it's something he wrote for young people to play. Jeff will have the answer. It's the Youth Symphony in D minor by Sergei Rachmaninoff, also music by Martucci, Ernst von Dachdonje, and Edward Elgar. Ahead on KPR from KU, that's KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's 1201, it's KPR.
Live from NPR News.